University of Jamestown associate head football coach, as well as our offensive coordinator, Jason Chalene, now joining us. Coach, welcome into the studio. Second stint here at UJ for you on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, you got a few years under your belt once again in this second stint. But I just want to start there. Why'd you come back? Why are you back here wearing Jimmy Orange and Black?
Well, my wife's originally from Bismarck, and we were out on the East Coast, and the job presented itself, and really enjoyed my time when I was here the first time, and wanted to get the kids back closer to grandparents and things like that. So both things fit out, family and career-wise.
Yeah, and it works out. You're back here. This will be the 10th season for you, and last year the offense, certainly with Cade Torgerson, was a lot of fun to watch in terms of the passing game for your side. So what is it about Cade that, you know, you can just give him the ball and say, all right, that left arm, it's going to stay together even if we got to throw it 70 times throughout the game?
Student of the game. Spends a lot of time in his prep work. Really works at his craft in the off season. Always up in the offices, talking football, bugging us, things like that. But just loves the game, loves being around the guys, and it shows with the way they respond to him and the things that he's able to do on the field.
And certainly a lot of really good pieces in the wide receiving core for your group. We talked about Micah Madden last year a lot, but then you throw in some of the guys who have got that more experience, Steve Justice, Javon Bowie Montero. Those are three very formidable forces in that wide receiver core for your group. How do you go about getting all three of those guys the ball as often as you possibly can going into this season, knowing that those are three dynamic players on the outside?
Well, you know, I think it comes with the scheme that we run. I think there's a lot of openings for the quarterback to take advantage of, depending on how the defense plays us. You know, along with those guys, Isaiah Roebuck's back, who was dinged up last year, but I think he's a really special big play guy for us. Had a great baseball season for Coach Hager. And then Ryan Collins is kind of the next guy. So we have five guys coming back that played a lot of snaps for us and have done some really good things.
And that can certainly make it exciting on the offensive end. One thing, though, obviously I'm sure you guys have been dealing with this all offseason long, was the running game last year, averaging less than 50 yards on the ground. So where do you go back and look at the season as a whole and look at your scheme and maybe the offensive line too? Where do you think the biggest need was going into this season to make sure that ground game gets moving again so you can kind of help out Cade in terms of the passing game as well?
Well, for us, it was just seasoning and maturing. I mean, we started five freshman offensive linemen. So once those guys spent a year with Coach Ryder in the weight room and got to see all those live reps and take those pictures, you know, we're excited for those guys to get back out and now see how far they've came from year one.
Yeah, that's a young group going into year two. Where do you guys go with that group? What were the strides that were made during this summer and obviously last season as well for you to put them right back in there again, say sophomore year? This is your chance to really shine.
I think strength. I think, you know, offensive line is one of those positions where I think it's a little more difficult to come in and play right away because, you know, you're just not as mature, you haven't developed and things like that. The other thing is most of the defenses we played against last year had two or three sixth-year guys that had a COVID year, you know. So, I mean, those guys are 22, 23 years old going against an 18-year-old kid. I want some older kids to go against some of their guys and see how things work out.
Yeah, certainly it's tough. And then we talk about the fact you got to play Morningside, Northwestern, and even Dort. Those are three of the powerhouses, not only of the GPAC, but NAIA as a whole. For people who just don't see that up close and personal, what's it like when you're going against a team like Morningside or Northwestern, two teams that have won back-to-back titles here in NAIA football? How much bigger are they, and what is that size disparity that you guys you're going to have to try and make up for on that offensive line, like we talked about last year with a young group of players?
You know, I think a lot of times it comes down to depth. You know, I think those teams that have, at any level, that have kind of put themselves a step above everybody else, their depth is so tremendous. They have the ability to roll another guy or a group in that can, and they don't miss a beat. And that's really the big thing for us. You know, when you're facing one of those guys like that, you know, you not that the glass is half empty, half full kind of thing like that, but you kind of pick and choose some battles. And it's not a one-year fix where you can just sprinkle pixie dust and we're going to be where we want to be. We've got to build upon things year after year. And I think we've done that with those. The score might not necessarily show it, but I think our performance offensively, you know, we broke what their average was for rushing at Morningside. You know, we one of the only teams to score a touchdown in the first half against them, things like that. That I think put us going in the right direction that we've got to keep building on. We've got a long ways to go. I'm not saying we're where we want to be, But I see us taking steps in the right direction.
And you could certainly see those steps last year. The games against the Concordias, the Dakota Wesleyans, and even Doan, though it wasn't as close in the second half of things, you guys were in those games, and that's certainly a difference than what we've seen. This is fourth year with Coach Mistro. Where have you seen this program come from his first year and now leading into where we're at now?
I think team, you know, the word team, I think our guys are bought in and they're together more. You know, they're not as much individualist out there on the field. It's guys care about each other and they care about what they're doing and they care about the guy they're playing next to. I think that's been the big thing that Coach Mistro has really put into the program again. And I think it shows, you know, those games that might have been 40, 50-point blowouts, all of a sudden we're leading at halftime or we're playing it down to the last possession kind of things like that. You know, it shows that we're striding in the right direction, and we've just got to keep working, and think good things will happen.
Yeah, keep working, keep grinding out. Again, we're talking with Associate Head Coach Jason Shaleen, also the coach, the offensive coordinator. I want to go back to one game in particular last year in Hastings. Amazing comeback, come from behind. You find a way to beat Hastings in the final 9 minutes of the game, scoring three different times. What was that day like for you guys? Because going into the fourth quarter, it's like, all right, Hastings has kind of run the ball, and they've really controlled this game, but the offense snapped like that. What changed in that game and in some other games throughout the year where the offense just all of a sudden picked up and was moving?
Well, in that game, you know, it got crazy there for a little bit, you know. I mean, there's no two ways to say it. But, you know, we have a special group of wide receivers that can do some really good things, you know. And if our quarterback's allowed the time to make his reads and go through his progression and put the ball where it needs to go, we can do some really good things. And I feel like, you know, our guys just kind of got their back up against the wall and they decided, you know, for that last 9 minutes there, hey, we're going to take this thing. You know, and I think that's the case when you look at most of those games is from this last season that we're close is, you know, we're 2-minute offense kind of going and doing things and good things happen for the most part when we were in that situation. We've got to get to the point where we're 4-minute offense at the end of those games and just grinding one out.
And that's what I was going to ask you is how do you balance that, knowing that you're the offensive coordinator? Certainly you want to run your style, but in certain aspects, if you go 3 and out and you're running 2-minute offense, your defense could be right back on the field quickly. So how do you balance trying to figure out this team and where we can use that 2-minute offense versus the 4 to 6-minute offense?
I think at the ebb and flow of the game, I think all our coaches on staff are smart enough to see the big picture of things and to know that, you know, if we're going 3 and out, you know, 5 out of 6 times or something like that, that doesn't help us as a team, you know. But if we can eat some clock and take some time and let the defense make adjustments and catch their breath and things like that, they're better defense when they're fresh. Just anybody's defense is better when they're fresh. And so that's really, you know, we want to be fast and we want to do all those things like that. But ultimately, we want to do whatever it takes for our team to be successful and for us to win games.
Last season, Frankie Ingraldi, for the most part, was your feature back. We saw Chris Saylor at times and some other names on that list. What do you like about Frankie's game, and then how deep is that running back room now for you guys going into this year?
Frankie had a great spring. I feel like that was his best group of practices he's had all year long, or his career, I should say. You know, so I really felt like he was seeing some things in the spring, and I'm excited about what he can do in his final year. The room's really deep. There's, you know, 4 or 5 guys that can play, counting some guys that are coming in. And so we like to do it by committee at running back whenever possible. You know, I want to keep fresh backs in. I think it's good for ball security. I think it's good for big play possibility. And so we'll keep moving those guys around and finding the right combinations and things like that in order for us to be as explosive in an offense as we possibly can.
Last year on the offensive side, 5th in the GPAC in yards per game during the conference season, 7th in points per game, but maybe the big number, that red zone percentage, 66% of the time you guys converted, at least got points, but only 56% touchdowns. So what are the things in the spring you're working on to, when we're inside the red zone, those last 20 yards, making sure putting the football into the end zone and scoring 6 instead of 3?
We practiced a lot of situational football in the spring, and so we would have emphasis days and things like that. And myself and Coach Clancy, the defensive coordinator, would get together and kind of plan a schedule out of what situations we were going to work by day. And that was obviously, you know, we read the stats as well as anybody, and we saw that as well, that we need to finish drives out with 6 points when it's all said and done. You know, I think the run game, being able to bolster that a little bit, which will also open play action game a little bit better, will help in that area of the field quite a bit.
Right. And now Thursday, August 25th, start of the season, paint bucket game against Valley City State. What's the rivalry like for you, though, Coach Shaleen? What are the memories that you get when you think about the paint bucket game, and now this will be your 11th time being as a coach in this game?
Really, you know, from the start, really didn't know much about it, and then kind of got to see it and learn the history of it. When I first coached at Jamestown, Kevin Gall was on the football staff, so he was kind of the historian. It kind of taught us all about the rivalry and the things that were involved with it. But, you know, our guys get, just like their guys do, get geeked up for it. It's a big game. It'll be a great crowd. Be the first night game at the stadium. And so we're excited to kind of showcase our new house and what we our new brand of football that we're going to play.
New brand of football for 2022. Coach Shaleen, we'll end things with this for your side. We're talking on July 18th. This will come out a little bit later than that. But from here until that paint bucket game on August 25th, where's the biggest area for improvement for the offensive side to get where they need to go for this season?
I think just continue to work on your craft. I don't think there's any one thing that we can point our finger at and say, you know, this guy needs to be better at this or anything like that. I think the guys that, you know, we had a tremendous number of guys that spent the summer that have been doing a lot of work with Coach Ryder and doing work on by themselves. For those guys just to keep honing their craft and to be better at their game. The game will take care of itself. There's not going to be no surprises or anything like that. It's our guys have got to show up and be ready to play. Our coaches got to show up and be ready to coach, and good things will happen.
Should be a fun 2022 campaign. Jason Shaleen, appreciate your time, Coach.
Thank you.